Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Ebony Magazine, April 2008 edition. So we're going to this time around, we're going to cover the cover story, which is Mary J. Blige. It's titled All Eyes on Mary. We're going to continue on with the lifestyle wellness from last week, and we're going to cover Sunny Anderson with Bon Appetit. And then we're going to slide into Eat Right Prosper, also from the lifestyle and wellness section. And if we do have time, we'll cover Love and Relationship, which is a continuation of the lifestyle session. All Eyes on Mary. Mary J. Blige, the queen of hip-hop soul, is having herself a grand moment in the spotlight. With two Academy Award nominations, she's proving what we've always known. MJB rules. To millions of Mary J. Blige's fans, she is R&B royalty whose empathetic voice belting out lyrics of pain and heartbreak has helped them through life's worst trials, breakup, betrayal, addiction, and abuse. She presides over a music genre that has lost so many of its most talented players. Still, there's no denying Blige's appeal. The singer, songwriter, actress continues to resonate with audiences in Mudbound, for which she has, or which she rather was twice Oscar nominated for Best Supporting Actress and Best Original Song, which allowed her to make history. The Netflix drama about family and race, directed by Dee Reese, has reinvigorated Blige's acting career. It was announced in February that she will have a co-starring role in Umbrella Academy, which is another Netflix project, playing a time-traveling hit woman. It's all gravy for a superstar who celebrated her 47th birthday in January by posing on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with her newly awarded star, donning a snug-fitting black pantsuit and her signature blonde hair spilling around her shoulders from a top knot. She became emotional when she addressed a crowd of supporters, including Sean Diddy Combs, who helped produce her 1992 debut album, What's the 411? I'm so grateful for this star right now because I've earned it probably three times, she said. I say that with confidence and not with arrogance. I say it because I know now and I know my worth, what this means. What the star means to MJB followers is that their queen has found yet another kingdom from which she can reign. It has been a long road indeed from Yonkers, New York, where a young Blige grew up singing in her mother's Pentecostal church. She was 17 when someone at Uptown Records heard her karaoke rendition of Anita Baker's Caught Up in the Rapture. Impressed by her voice, the label put her under contract and a diva was born. Sort of. The young Blige had raw talent, but would have to go through both a spiritual and a musical metamorphosis that meant fine-tuning her sound. The singer's earlier recordings reflected the pain of her childhood, which included being molested at age 5. Later, she admitted to trying to numb the emotional pain of her childhood trauma with drugs and alcohol. Alcohol, sex, drugs. I'd do whatever it took to feel better. It was definitely going to kill me, she admitted. Blige poured her heart into her art, serving up a unique mix of R&B, hip-hop, and soul. Hit singles poured out of her, including My Life, which was produced in 1994, Not Gonna Cry, 1996, and Take Me As I Am, 2005. The music industry acknowledged her talent over and over. Blige has 9 Grammy Awards and 32 nominations. Stance also loved her personal style. She was a classy street chick who wore torn jeans and baseball caps. All of a sudden, with a flick of mascara wand and the swipe of a lip liner, she can transform into a glam cover girl. Fans took to websites to voice their choice for their favorite MJB look. Her album sold to the tune of 50 million worldwide. It's hard to keep one's personal life out of the limelight, especially when you have a legion of fans on social media looking for the next tidbit. In 2016, TMZ reported that Blige was divorcing her husband, manager Kendu Isaacs. The couple had been married for 12 years, and in a 2011 interview with Ebony, she called him her soulmate, even though she admitted that they had their ups and downs, like any married couple. Marriage is wonderful, and marriage is very hard, she said. It's work without a doubt, and you don't get a pass from the work, no matter how long you've been together. But if you are with the right person, the work is worth it. And just knowing someone has your back because he loves you is a beautiful thing. Never want to shy away from talking about her pain in public, whether it be a bad breakup in a relationship or childhood abuse. Blige admitted to being disrespected in the marriage. She would later say that the emotions she felt during her divorce, she injected it into her Mudbound role. Blige plays Florence Jackson, the fearless matriarch of a sharecropping family, who observes her son, played by Jason Mitchell, returned home from serving in the Army only to be met with violence and racism. I was happy that Dee took the time to nurture me into Florence the way she did. She created such a safe space for me to let this character live. And this character actually liberated me and broke me out of a lot of things, she said, according to Deadline.com. I was so vain and kind of shallow, and I didn't know that until I had to play Florence. Now I have something in me that's really, really powerful, and I'm grateful for that. MJB fans are grateful too. Their queen is still on top, and odds are she will walk away with a golden statue for either supporting roles or original song for Mighty River. While the nominations speak to Blige's strength, perseverance, and sheer talent, they underscore the fact that there is something remarkable about MJB, and we will continue to watch in awe. So let's go on to another story. And just as a correction for this past story, I know that it stated that she had gotten, you know, certain odds for the supporting actress and original song role, and she did not win that. Just to let you know, she did not win it. So the next story that we're going to cover, as stated, is going to be with Sunny Anderson. And she is on the Food Network. She does a lot of soul cooking. And this section is called On the Sunny Side. So this Food Network star loves making comfort food and is most at ease. You guessed it, in the kitchen. Sunny Anderson, with her toils, mane, and infectious laugh, frequently livens things up as one of the co-hosts of the chatty feel-good food fest, The Kitchen. Creating mouth-watering dishes on the Food Network has made her a beloved personality. As for her love of cooking, she inherited it honestly. Born into a military family, they traveled the world, and Anderson was able to experience many foods and flavors. Each time the family relocated, they would get excited, particularly about the new cuisine they would have an opportunity to experience. The influences of traveling, food, and family helped Anderson fine-tune her cooking style, which combines classic comfort food with unique flavors. In fact, Anderson reigns as the queen of comfort food. She is often on TV shows whipping up delectable dishes such as homemade chili, hot wings, and a crowd-pleasing cheesy spread. Even with an international recipe arsenal under her apron, the author of the New York Times bestseller cookbook, Sunny's Kitchen, Easy Food for Real Life, it concedes that one of her personal favorite comfort foods to prepare is actually an American classic, macaroni and cheese. It's the one dish that can be served over and over. It's great for all occasions. You can add different ingredients and different kinds of cheese, she says. No one gets tired of macaroni and cheese. Something else, Anderson, age 42, does not tire of, or she does not get tired of showing off her culinary skills. Yes, Anderson says she cooks all the time when she's at home. Hers is in Brooklyn, New York, which the former Air Force radio broadcaster and journalist shares with several rescue pets. I can't imagine not cooking when I'm home, she says. I always start my day by making breakfast. One of her signature breakfast dishes is Easy Breakfast Cottage Pie, which was featured on the Kitchen's Pie Day episode. Her most request recipes, she says, are any using chicken and one pot meals. Her favorite vegetable to cook is an oldie but a goodie that is getting new play, especially among the low carb crowd, cauliflower. I am having a love affair with cauliflower, she says. It is so versatile. I've been doing more ricing cauliflower, and as thoughts turn to warmer weather, Anderson likes to showcase her love of fresh herbs in her lamb kebabs and fresh rosemary and oregano. I make it every spring, she notes. So one of the recipes that she has displayed here is for a spicy macaroni and cheese. And it looks like that this includes 2 cups of elbow pasta cooked until almost al dente, 8 ounces of cheddar, a half a cubed and half shredded, 8 ounces of Kobe cheese cubed, 8 ounces of Monterey Jack cheese cubed, 2 teaspoons all-purpose flour, a half a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, a half a teaspoon of dry mustard, 1/8 teaspoon of freshly ground nutmeg, 4 tablespoons of sour cream, 1 large egg beaten, 1 cup of heavy cream, 1 cup half and half, and then a 1/4 cup of finely grated onions. So the directions are as follows. What you do is you preheat the oven to 350. In a large bowl, you're going to toss together the pasta with the cheese cubes and pour it into a baking dish. In a large bowl, mix together the flour, the salt, pepper, cayenne pepper, dry mustard, and nutmeg. Add the sour cream, egg, heavy cream, half and half, and onions. Pour over the pasta and cover with the shredded cheddar. Bake uncovered until the top is just beginning to brown, about 35 minutes. Meanwhile, you're going to cut up some bread and croutons the size of squares. In a skillet over medium heat, melt butter. Add the breadcrumbs and toast until golden. Sprinkle the bread cubes on top of the macaroni and cheese and bake until golden brown and about 10 minutes more. And that just made me hungry. So let's move on. We're going to continue on with the lifestyle section. And this one is under health and wellness, eat right and prosper. Reclaiming your physical, mental, and emotional power. No matter who you are or what you do, it takes a lot of energy just to be you, doesn't it? Of course it does. You are constantly running as though you are in a marathon, shuttling kids here and there. You're managing home, family, business, church, and corporation. And don't even mention that semblance of social life you may be trying to have, but failing to maintain. Despite your best intentions, keeping your head above water is exhausting. Let's face it, ladies, we're face down in the Kool-Aid. We've wrongly brought into the notion that we could do it all because Black women have historically had to do more to gain even a small amount of success. But at what price comes success? We pay daily with our fatigued, worn out bodies and minds. If you're like the clients I coach, you have low energy, get little to no sleep, are poorly nourished, and can't find the time to exercise your body or rejuvenate your spirit. But when you don't feel up to doing what's necessary to sustain your health, nor doing what once made you happy, because you've spent all your energy serving everything and everyone but yourself, the result could be poor health outcomes and low productivity. So I urge you to take a 21st century approach to your to-do list and concede that because you are not built to be all things to all people, it's finally time to take care of yourself. So here's how to put yourself first. Eat to live. Eat within the first hour of awakening to get your engine revved up and ready to burn fat and calories to power through your busy day with vigor. Get more energy. Start your day with a nutritious, high-protein breakfast. The combination of complex carbs and lean protein not only revs up your metabolism, but the protein also builds muscle, and carbs keep you from getting hungry. Important factors to increase your strength and maintain healthy weight. Think sauteed spinach with black beans, bell pepper, mushrooms, and red onion with a hard-boiled egg. Maintain a healthy weight. If you're overweight or obese, a 5% to 10% loss of body fat can reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. I recommend losing weight just 15 doable pounds at a time, regardless of the goal. Go to bed. Go 7 to 8 hours or get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. The more sleep deprived you are, the higher your risk of obesity. Nighttime sleep influences daytime hunger. It increases appetite-regulating hormones, which cause you to overeat. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water. Drinking water speeds up your metabolism, increases weight loss, and keeps your skin smooth and supple. The more water you drink, the more you eliminate. Use these simple steps to reclaim your power and your time. Sliding on to get your fitness on and save your life, ditch the excuses and start your weight loss journey. And this is also a continuation of lifestyle, and this is under fitness. So as a nutrition coach, I receive lots of requests from women who don't know how or where to start the process of healthy living. They want to eat healthier and live longer, but haven't figured out how to do it. I see these women in my private practice and as clients of my coaching business. Having done this work for more than 28 years, I've seen and heard all the reasons women don't exercise. The most common is, I just got my hair permed and can't get it wet working out. We as Black women have hair issues, admit it. Another excuse, I had to take the kid to McDonald's and needed to finish her Big Mac. Seriously? I even hear this one. I don't want to work out with weights because they'll make me look masculine. Gotcha. But here's the catch. Half of Black women are overweight or obese. That means if there are two of us in a room, one of us will be overweight. If not obese, putting her at a greater risk than her white counterparts for heart attacks, stroke, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes, or breast, stomach, and all forms of cancer. So the question is not whether we should work out, but when. Yet we continue to struggle with weighing the health benefits against the risks Sisters, wake up. We cannot sacrifice our lives for beauty, period. We need you to be here and to be healthy. So in an effort to help you overcome the struggle, I offer you Keisha's story. My prayer is that you will recognize yourself in her weight loss struggle and be inspired by her to the point you will want to act. And this is written by Dr. Rowe. So Keisha's story. Keisha is a high school teacher of American Sign Language. She was 240 pounds, 5 feet, 1 inch tall, on blood pressure medication, and unable to walk more than 5 minutes without experiencing severe back pain and becoming winded. She knew the time had come to finally make a change. She has a 9-year-old son, Jacob, to live for and a dutiful husband whom she loves dearly. She started taking walks that lasted an hour and a half, a distance that should have taken only 45 minutes to cover. But the numerous steps and starts to catch her breath made it take longer. You should begin walking for 10 to 15 minutes or the time most reasonable for you. Then she read my book, Lose Your Final 15, and changed her diet based on the plan. Because as she puts it, the real life experiences of people like me motivated and inspired me. Keisha religiously used the meal plans and recipes from the book, which she describes as simple. They are created to help people or to help save time, which she used to go to the gym 4 nights a week. She did strength training with weights, used some of 15-minute workouts offered in the book, and continued walking for cardio. Keisha has kept up her commitment to herself to work out and follow a healthy eating regimen for more than 8 months. She should be overjoyed by her progress. I know I am. She lost 56 pounds in 6 months, but that hasn't stopped her. To this day, she continues her walks, but this time uses the Final 15 audiobook to spur her on because, in her words, God's not finished with me yet. That was really inspiring. And let's go on to another topic that we should have time for. Okay. Under entertainment, music, Year of the Woman. So our picks for the most buzzed about female artists in 2018. The original Queen Bee, Lil' Kim, has fans going wild over images of the rapper and well-known singers and producers in the studio. At the same time, Beyonce or Queen Bey has the Beehive summoning the music gods for a surprise album ahead of her highly anticipated Coachella performance, which was actually last week. And after dropping history, making singles, jumping on radio, banging, collaborations, and performing alongside Bruno Mars at the 60th Annual Grammy Awards ceremony. The newest bee to the bunch, Cardi, has everyone ready for an entire album filled with flavor that only the Bronx native can bring. With the help of television and radio host Kendra G, Ebony shares our girl's only wish list for 2018 music returns and releases. Lil' Kim, she set trends and dominated the female rap game in the 90s and early 2000s. After taking more than a decade off from the music world, Kim came back in 2017 with the single Took Us a Break and has been working diligently in the studio on her newest album. Kendra G, one of the questions that she asked her was, to this day, Lil' Kim has joints that she made 20 years ago that still go hard in the club. Or rather, quote. And then Beyonce, not only is she Queen B, but the superstar is also queen of surprises after having to back out of last year's Coachella performance because of her pregnancy with twins Rumi and Sir. Doctors ordered, Beyonce has fans hoping the songstress will release new music around her performance. I'm quite sure that Beyonce will give us what we need to get through the summer, and I cannot wait for it because you know Beyonce is the queen. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. She's part hype woman, part singer, part producer. Simply put, Missy does it all. Last year, she dropped the single I'm Better featuring Lamb, inciting hopes that she will release more music in the near future. Cardi B. Cardi has had more success than some of her peers and has done so without dropping an album. We're eagerly waiting to see what the new girl on the block will produce. I feel like Cardi B is going to prove to the world that she's more than just a one-hit artist. She really is a superstar in the making, so I'm rooting for Cardi. And then finally, SZA. She had a breakout year in 2017 with her album Control, so much that she received 5 Grammy nominations. While some feel she was snubbed because she didn't take home an award, we're hoping SZA uses the noms and sudden stardom as fuel to get cooking in the studio on new music. So let's move on to another article. Okay, still under the entertainment section, books. Speak, My Sister, Book Knowledge with Messages on Power, Self-Love, and Truth. I Am Enough by Grace Byers with illustrations. The book is priced at $18.99. It's never too early to teach girls ages 4 to 8 about the power of self-love and self-acceptance. I Am Enough does exactly that and makes the point that every girl deserves to shine no matter what. Girls with brown skin, girls with afros, girls with glasses, and girls in wheelchairs. Empire actress and activist Byers provides a poetic tribute to the It's Okay to Be Different mantra, and artist Boo Boo vibrantly illustrates the pages. When They Call You a Terrorist, a Black Lives Matter memoir by Patrice Khan Coolers and Aisha Bandil. It's priced at $16.50. Black Lives Matter was founded by 3 women. The latter recounts the formation of the movement in her memoir and how right-wing pundits labeled the group as a terrorist organization. The book was co-authored by journalist Poet Bendel with a foreword by Angela Davis. This Will Be My Undoing, Living at the Intersection of Black Female and Feminist in White America by Morgan Jerkins, and it's priced at $15.99. In 10 poignant essays, Jerkins covers a series of topics that address issues such as pop culture, misogyny, and racism. The millennial author describes her experiences at Princeton University and studying in Japan with Trayvon Martin's killer was acquitted. At the root of each essay, Jerkins gives brutally honest views of what it means to operate, think, and dream as a Black woman. Eloquent Rage, Brittany Cooper. It's by Brittany Cooper, and it's priced at $16.50. Cooper, a blogger and Cosmopolitan magazine contributor, is right to express the outspokenness and passion that Black women are typically denied in society. So it looks like that I'm going to stop here because it looks like that we've run out of time for today's episode of Ebony Magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.